From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Highway 299 was closed for a time Monday afternoon due to the Blue Lake fire. That fire is made up of a few different blazes burning east of Blue Lake. 299 is back open now but had to be shut down as emergency personnel tried to contain the flames, labeled as suspicious in nature. There were reports that law enforcement was looking out for a white van seen eastbound on 299 that may have something to do with the fire's start. No injuries have been reported. Fire crews expecting to have the fire contained Tuesday morning. Well, more than $500,000 left over from Measure Z funds will likely end up paying for road repair projects. The County Board of Supervisors will discuss that when it meets on Tuesday. Money that's not been spent is made up largely of contingency reserves established in case Measure Z funding ran out. Also, some agencies that received Measure Z funding spent less than originally anticipated. A Citizens Advisory Committee has given the Board of Supervisors recommendations on how to allocate the revenue. Some amazing footage showed on YouTube this weekend that claims to show a great white shark in Cape Mendocino. The person who shot the footage, who goes by Lolita Eric on YouTube, says the shark was 12 feet long and swam directly under his kayak after he accidentally hooked it while fishing. A second video apparently shot the same day shows a great white swimming slowly through the waters near the Humboldt Bay jetties, right in front of a man in a kayak. An event Monday to honor more than 200 veterans buried at Myrtle Grove Memorial Cemetery in Eureka. Among those, 19 veterans from World War I remembered on the 100th anniversary of the armistice ending the war. The ceremony also serves as a reminder of where the cemetery was just a few years ago. Officials say at one point there were only around 60 headstones standing upright. After much work and help from volunteers, that number today is close to 400. Also, volunteer historians have helped the cemeteries find a grave site grow from 1,802 burials to 3,581. You can join Redwood Region Audubon Society volunteers Saturday for a guided bird walk tour of the Arcata Marsh Wildlife Sanctuary. No reservations required. The tour takes place rain or shine. It's open to all ages. Participants instructed to meet in the parking lot at the south end of South I Street near Klop Lake at about 8:30 a.m., You'll meet the Redwood Region Audubon Society volunteer leader there. The tour runs until about 11 a.m. and it is free of charge. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.